Get it over now to the White House. Kimberly Halkett is there for us. Kimberly, it seems as though the U.S. is in this for the long haul.
Yes, that is consistent with statements that have been made, albeit vague, from the U.S. president, as well as it is widely being reported that Operation Epic Fury, as this has been dubbed, is now into what is expected to be a series of escalating strikes that will last 1 to 2 day periods, followed by pauses to assess the damage. In terms of diplomatic talks, that is still a major question because, of course, most were looking ahead to next week when it was expected that talks and discussions to limit Iran's nuclear program would resume. There's been no statement from the White House about whether or not the United States intends to do that. In fact, we haven't heard from the U.S. president beyond his 8-minute video that he has put out. The U.S. president is not even at the White House. In fact, he's in the U.S. state of Florida at his residence in Mar-a-Lago, where the White House press secretary says that he is monitoring these events alongside members of his national security team and will continue to do so throughout the day. We also know that he spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. And when it comes to the president's national security team, we know that the Secretary of State National Security Advisor Marco Rubio has also been in consultation with members of Congress, a so-called Gang of Eight made up of Democratic and Republican leadership. They were notified as these strikes were initiated, and the Department of War also contacted members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee to let them know that the plan they had been briefed on earlier in the week was now in full effect.